I'm Margaret Christine Mullings. Welcome to prayer. Right where you are, begin to bask in the presence of the Lord, where the psalmist David wrote in Psalm 16 and 11, "Thou wilt show to me the path of life, and in thy presence there is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Listen, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Come on for another minute. Bless the Lord. Worship the Lord. Think about a few things that happened today where you saw the hand of God. You experienced his protection today. Listen, because no matter how things were today, there's always room to say, "Thank you, Lord, it could have been worse." And it concurs with the word that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Listen, God, Abba Father, Yahweh, he's working out your situation. Yes, he's working out your circumstances, and according to his word, he's working it out for your good. So come on in and give thanks unto the Lord. Praise his holy name. Allow your heart to be joyful, to rejoice in God. Rejoice in the God of your salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, I'd like to just send a special shout out to those of you who are under the sound of my voice in every nation, on the four continents of the world, and in the islands of the seas. A warm welcome to you right where you are. Also, I'd like to acknowledge Deputy Kipiano Ministry ministering to us in the background. You will find me in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear," and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that had life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And there ends the reading of the word from Genesis chapter 1. Reading I read as far as Genesis verse 28 into your hearing. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this time right here to pray, and for those who are tuning in right now. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would touch each heart under the sound of my voice. Father, many are going through troublesome times. Yes, Lord, some are overwhelmed. Others are maybe contemplating giving up, while there are families in distress. Many are in sorrow, mourning for the loss of their loved ones, Father. But oh my Father, right now, whatever that need is today, whatever it is, Father, the question was asked, is there anything too hard for you, oh God? And the answer was sounded, there is nothing too hard for you, Father. And is there a balm in Gilead? Oh my Father, thank you right now for the healing balm. There are so many unanswered questions, Father, in the name of Jesus. But Father, you are Jehovah Elroy, the God who sees. And so, Father, we thank you that absolutely nothing surprises you. And Father, we choose to believe your word that no matter how difficult and trying it may be at this time, we believe your word, Father, that you are working out that situation. You are working out that circumstance. We believe right now, Father, that you are moving by your spirit and you are restoring. Yes, Father, you are healing right now in this audience. Father, thank you right now that you are bringing balance to lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you in the name of Jesus, Father, that you're restoring. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you that you, You are refreshing right now. You are renewing. You are reviving right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that the psalmist wrote, hallelujah, that we are fearfully and we are wonderfully made by you. And so, Father, we believe and stand on your word, and we look for the manifestation of your word in demonstration. Father, in every nation, on the four continents of the world, and in the islands of the seas, Father, we thank you that we are your creation, that we were created in your likeness, Father. Father, that you have given us dominion, power, and authority. Father, in the name of Jesus, envelop us with your presence and cause us, Father, as we believe and stand on your word, to rise up to the call that you have placed upon each of our lives. Help us to remember, Father, that it is the Holy Spirit who's doing the work. Cause us to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Because it's in you, Father, that we live and move and have our being. So, Father, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for fruitfulness. Father, we thank you for expansion. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that the evening and the morning brings a new day. And so, Father, we thank you and we look forward to a new day in you, Father, standing on your word, believing your word, and being a doer of your word. Father, meet every need in this audience in the name of Jesus. Father, we say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. Listen, just before I leave you, I'd just like to remind you of Genesis chapter 1. I didn't read the whole chapter, but I want to remind you that Solomon also touched on the way we as human beings bear the image of God. Then he wrote that God had set the world in our hearts, in our human hearts. And then David marveled at the way God created each and every human with value, proclaiming that he himself was fearfully and wonderfully made. So I want to say to you right where you are, despite what you are walking in right now and experiencing, sickness, heartache, pain, and sorrow, I want you to remember the words of the psalmist in Psalm 139, verse 13 and 14, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that God will perform his word in your life. I encourage you to continue to pray. Pray through to your breakthrough. Pray the word. Read the word. Meditate upon the word. Search the scriptures. And then when it seems like all hell may be breaking loose all around you, still stand on the word. God, yes, God will perform his word in your life. He will rescue you. He will defend you. He will vindicate you. So until our next time of prayer, stand still and see the salvation of God. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you.